it would take a two-thirds vote for him to be ousted from his leadership role. And so far, we haven't seen a real concerted effort for that to happen. Sources on the committee tell me he still has, you know, well over the one-third margin he needs to stay in power.
Hi there, it's WAMC News Director Ian Pickus. And on this episode of the WAMC News Podcast, my conversation with Boston Globe reporter Emma Platoff. It comes as the controversial head of the Massachusetts Republican Party is facing new headwinds. The Boston Globe reports several major donors are threatening to cut ties if Chairman Jim Lyons is not replaced in a letter obtained by the newspaper. The 2022 election cycle is ramping up in a state where Democrats hold control of the state house and most statewide offices, except for the governorship. I spoke with Emma Platoff on Tuesday. For people who haven't followed every twist and turn in this story, let's start by talking about Jim Lyons. Who is he and why is he getting so much attention lately?
Yeah, great question. Jim Lyons is the controversial head of the Massachusetts Republican Party. So if you can imagine a New England Republican, you're probably picturing someone who's relatively moderate, who maybe is not such a huge fan of former President Donald Trump, someone who doesn't wade into national controversies, someone like Charlie Baker, the very popular governor here. Jim Lyons is the polar opposite of that. He's a social conservative, a former state lawmaker, very anti-abortion. He was perhaps the most anti-abortion state lawmaker in the House when he served. And since 2019, he's been the head of the Massachusetts GOP.
And why has he drawn ire from Republicans and Democrats, frankly?
He's been unpopular or controversial for some time. There are those who say he's leading the party into controversial a direction, that the Massachusetts GOP should sort of follow the winning model of a Charlie Baker type figure and stay more moderate. There are those who say he is not helping the party fundraise, that the party has a lot less cash on hand than it did when he took over just over 2 years ago. There are those who say he's not providing enough support to legislative candidates. But the most recent controversy happened a little over a month ago when Deborah Martell, who's a member of the 80-member Republican State Committee, that's the panel that governs the party here, was revealed to have sent anti-gay emails about a Republican congressional candidate. And very soon the spotlight turned from her to Jim Lyons, and there were those calling for him to more forcefully condemn the anti-gay language she had used. He declined to do that. He said he would not bow to cancel culture and that, you know, religious freedom was an important tenet of the party. And that's only sort of deepened his trouble within the state. There were nearly every member of the Republican caucus of the Massachusetts House strongly condemned him and said he should step down if he wouldn't condemn her words more strongly.
Does he have any support remaining within the party?
He certainly does. So the 80-member Republican State Committee I mentioned, he has a lot of support on that committee. It would take a two-thirds vote for him to be ousted from his leadership role. And so far, we haven't seen a real concerted effort for that to happen. Sources on the committee tell me he still has, you know, well over the one-third margin he needs to stay in power.
As your story points out, it's an interesting dynamic in Massachusetts because registered Republicans make up only about 10% of voters in the state. Donald Trump did not do well in Massachusetts, and Governor Charlie Baker distanced himself from Trump and really Trumpism in the last election cycle. What's the state of the relationship between Governor Baker, who hasn't yet said that he'll seek a third term or not, and the state party right now?
Governor Baker and Jim Lyons used to be allies. They endorsed one another in 2018. There were campaign events for each other. But the relationship has chilled in the last few years. We've seen kind of a break between the party's fundraising operation and Baker's fundraising operation. And Baker has condemned Deborah Martell, the state committee member who made the anti-gay comments. So we know that that's not as close a relationship as it once was. And the stakes here are high, right, for the Republican Party. I think you alluded to this. You already have a tiny vote share in a state that most people think of as being very blue, very liberal. You have dwindling fundraising. You have dwindling power in the legislature. It's a make or break moment for the Massachusetts Republican Party to stay relevant. And so the big question for them is, which horse do you bet on, right? Do you lean into the sort of social conservative direction that Jim Lyons is taking the party in, or do you go all in on a more Charlie Baker-like approach, staying moderate, staying out of national controversies, compromising, that kind of thing?
Lyons has certainly doubled down and dug in, at least from what we can tell from his public statements. What has he said in his own defense?
Well, Lyons defends his role in shaping the party. He says, you know, if we're not going to stick up for Republican principles, then what are we even doing here? The line from his supporters has been, you know, Republicans have held the governor's office in Massachusetts for almost all of the last 30 years. And what has it gotten them, right? They still have tiny, tiny minorities in the legislature. There are a lot of priorities, policy priorities they have that don't get much traction under the Democratic House Speaker and Senate President here. So they're pushing more for the Lyons direction. They're saying, you know, we need to stand up for what we believe in, and we can't just keep electing what they would probably describe as a rhino, a Republican in name only. You know, someone who's too willing to compromise, who's too moderate.
Tell us about this letter that you obtained.
Yeah. So earlier this week on Monday, 16 donors who've given to Republican candidates and causes in the past wrote that they will no longer donate to the Massachusetts Republican Party under its current leadership. They said they've lost faith in current party leadership, referring to Lyons, and they cite a number of incidents, including the anti-gay comments by an elected Republican that we mentioned earlier. And they actually take it a step further than that. They promise to raise $1 million for the party if it, quote, reorients party leadership. So I think that's a nice euphemism for, if you get rid of Jim Lyons, we will write you a fat check. There were 16 donors who signed on to this letter. And I just think it's important to note that while many of them have they've given to Republican candidates and causes, and many of them to the state committee in recent years, many of them have also given to Democrats and to more moderate Republican candidates. So I think that there are those on the right who might say, hey, who cares? These weren't our sort of diehard social conservative donors anyway. We don't need you guys if you're also going to give to Maura Healey and to, you know, Robert DeLeo, the former House Speaker. So these are folks who in some cases have written checks to people on both sides of the aisle.
Is there anybody seen as a likely successor to Lyons?
There are certainly those who would like his job. There's a state representative on the committee, Sean Dooley of Norfolk, and he ran against Lyons this January and narrowly lost. I haven't asked him lately whether he'd like the position, but certainly there's the more moderate establishment wing on the Republican State Committee who would love to see one of their own in power.
It occurs to me to ask about the other side of the aisle. Democrats, of course, you know, they've had their share of heartbreak in statewide elections. They've lost to Charlie Baker decisively twice. How unified are the Democrats as they try to figure out who their gubernatorial candidate will be and head into 2022?
Well, there's a long way to go in the Democratic primary for governor. We have three declared candidates right now, each sort of staking out their own position in the race. I think it's way too early to say whether they'll unify behind a single candidate. We still have people were watching to see if they enter the race. The number one person on that list is Attorney General Maura Healey. But if you're a Massachusetts Democrat, the implosion right now in the Massachusetts GOP is only good news for you. This is already a party that's a major underdog in the state. And for these internal divisions to be happening now is great news for Massachusetts Democrats. And certainly any more challenges for Republican fundraising are only better news for Massachusetts Democrats running for governor.
In your mind, does what's happening among Republicans in Massachusetts echo what we're seeing, you know, in other states and nationally? And as I ask that question, what's in my mind is, in New York, the state Republican committee is hosting a fundraiser with President Trump in the Hudson Valley next month. And it comes as, you know, Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, a very close Trump ally, has ascended to the number three Republican in the House. And another Trump ally is the presumptive GOP nominee for governor next year. You know, Trumpism and how it relates to people like Jim Lyons seems to be playing an outsized role in party politics, even after what happened in 2020.
I think that's absolutely right. You know, every Republican candidate, every Republican committee, every state party in this country is grappling with this question right now. Are we the party of Trump? Are we not the party of Trump? Who are we the party of? What is the Republican Party after Trump? And in Massachusetts, what we're seeing is a version of that question playing out, right? You have a more socially conservative faction chaired by Jim Lyons, the current head of the party, who say, we're all in on Trump. You know, we support him. We'd love to host him, I'm sure, if he'd ever want to do a fundraiser for them. They want his allies to come speak. And then you have folks like Charlie Baker, who has shown how successful he can be running statewide in Massachusetts, who has shown how popular he remains after, you know, two terms in office. who said he didn't vote last year and who has really tried to stay out of the national controversies led by Trump. So I think it remains to be seen where the party goes after this, but it's certainly a major question here in Massachusetts.
Boston Globe reporter Emma Platoff, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
All right, that does it for this episode of the WAMC News Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, I'm Ian Pickus.